entertained. Keeping you entertained.
And they will be definitely keeping you entertained from 3 till 6, obviously, after we make way for them. That is Bulele Podisa and Oglunga and Hope as they drive you home. But for now, it's 1 o'clock. Let's get into news, Nosandile.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
And your story is making headlines this hour. Wits University to allow qualifying students with historic debt to register, and Tanzania's President John Magufuli has died.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
For the news at 1 o'clock, I am Sandile Ntuli. Good afternoon. Wits University has announced that all qualifying students with historic debt will be allowed to register for the 2021 academic year, including students who applied through the Wits Hardship Fund, as well as 300 students put forward by the SRC. The university's senior executives met with students earlier this week, where talks deadlocked as students forged ahead with their call for free higher education. Wits University's Shirena Patel says Wits has registered 97% of full-time students for the year. In other news, Eskom says it will suspend load shedding until 2 o'clock this afternoon in order to allow the nation to watch the memorial service for Zulu King Goodwill Zwelithini. The power utility says load shedding will then continue as previously communicated. Stage 2 load shedding is expected to run until Saturday morning. Last night, Eskom announced that due to a further loss of generation capacity, load shedding had been increased from stage 1 to stage 2 and extended until the weekend.